The Drive with Tom Nalen and D-Mac.
Time to talk to Nikki Jabala, brought to you by Ent.com. Better rates, lower fees. Nikki, why don't you bring us up to date with the who's in and who's out today, as there's a bit of a roster shakeup.
Yeah, so they placed two guys on injured reserve, tight end Bug Howard and cornerback Forrest Richardson. They claim two players, tackle Tyler Jones from the Jets and linebacker David Daddy Nicholas from the Colts. They also signed a tight end H-back, Orson Charles, but we don't know the corresponding move for that one, so still waiting to hear on that. But that's an interesting one. I mean, yeah, you got the injuries at tight end, but, you know, with Andy Janovich out, it'll be interesting to see how they use him. You know, if it, you know, kind of puts George Aston on notice, too, here with roster cuts coming up.
Did you notice a tight end during practice playing the position of fullback?
He didn't play. He was out here wearing a number 83 jersey, and he observed part of practice. He was just standing next to Ray Jackson.
Well, but did you notice any tight end playing fullback?
No, they had George Aston out there. So, no, they were using him as they usually have.
They're in quite the predicament when it comes down to cutdown day with Jano being injured for at least the first couple weeks of the season, if a lot longer. And you have George Aston, you got Riddick, and this running back room, you could have six guys make the roster week one.
I could see them keeping their usual three guys. If they're going to have a tough decision on Riddick for sure.
You think there's a possibility?
Didn't they give him a pretty good signing bonus?
$1 million signing bonus.
Wow.
So, yeah, they're going to have tough decisions. I mean, they could have to carry two fullbacks because I don't think Janovich will be out long enough to warrant putting him on injured reserve. He's so callable with his eight games.
Oh, my God, that's so funny.
Two fullbacks. But they could, yeah, put him on that IR, that designated
to
return.
Yeah, eight games. You have to sit out eight games.
Yeah, but
I don't think they want to do that.
They haven't done it yet. They have not done it yet. So
well,
obviously,
I'm curious if they put Drew Locke on IR. You know, give he could maybe use a full season to watch. I mean, that thumb injury is, you know, people make light of it, but it's no joke for a right-handed quarterback. So he's going to be out for a good bit of time. Even put him on, and, you know, with the hope maybe you can recall him after the eighth game. But, you know, that way you give Brett Rypien a roster spot. You don't have to worry about him trying to clear waivers. You figure out, you know, if you want Kevin Hogan or somebody else, but I mean, that would make sense to me, but we'll see what they do there.
Oh, man, that's a mess.
And then they got to figure out how many tight ends they want to keep, too. I mean, yeah, they got a lot of decisions.
It's a mess.
It is a mess.
I can't figure out their roster. I saw your prediction today of their roster, the 53-man, and I'm like,
you did a prediction today, Nikki?
Nikki did, yesterday?
No, I did them yesterday, and of course everything changes after
I was like, how can you actually put pen to paper with that?
Disregard.
You're just using a pencils, right?
Yeah, right. The ones that really concern me, actually, are Todd Davis and Ron Leary. When Todd Davis got hurt the first day of camp, it was originally said like 3 to 4 weeks. He was just expected to be out. He'll be back in time for the regular season. Well, Vic said today he's kind of behind that schedule. I mean, this is his fifth week, and he's not going to practice this week. And then Ron Leary dealing with a knee issue after recovering from the Achilles injury. I mean, losing him on the line would be brutal. And, you know, the linebacking core isn't all that special. So they could have some real issues there.
Hey, you know, this is our fourth game, right? I was getting that behind the scenes today. Mm-hmm. Were you getting hit up like that too? Like, hey, it really is our fourth game, sort of tempering expectations for what's going on Saturday.
Well, I think that he said that as far as, you know, starters and whether they will or will not play. I asked him, you know, if he had a plan in place already for how much he wanted to play the starters, and he said it's still up in the air. So, I mean, McVay's not playing any of his starters. I saw the Colts today.
Oh, he's not? Wait, hold on. McVay's not playing anybody?
He's kept his starters out for the entire preseason.
Wow.
So, yeah, it could be an all-backup game.
Well, they were playing into February.
You know? Yeah, but
I think it's smart. I mean, I feel bad for the fans that actually pay to go to preseason games, but
this shows a bit of a culture shift. that the third preseason game is looked at as the most important and the, you know, dress rehearsal. So now that's going away, right?
Preseason as a whole, I mean, it's become so risky. I mean, the Broncos have lost, what, six guys, three last game to injuries in preseason. I mean, it's taken a toll, and I think coaches are, GMs are seeing that. So I say stick with the joint practices.
Nikki, did you see where Elijah Wilkinson was playing today?
I did. He was playing right guard.
With which group?
Starting group.
Oh.
Very interesting because he had been the swing tackle. They're moving him inside of, you know, where Leary is. So clearly,
GB's going to survive, dude.
Yeah, he is.
Bolsey's going to survive. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
Vic defended Bolz today.
Oh, we heard. We heard.
Yeah.
Tommy, you want to break down to Nikki that whole play?
Break down the play with Fumagalli. Fumagalli was supposed to chip on the defensive end at Garrett Bolz, but the guy didn't give him much to chip. He basically rushed inside his left shoulder. Fumagalli tried to chip him, whiffed on it, but then got out in his route. I don't think there was much Fumagalli could do on the play because he wasn't a wide rusher.
But we marked that down. We have a death by inches tracker, and we're throwing that up on by the death by inches tracker today because it seems like the first time Coach Fangio is sort of, you know, stretching a little bit with the truth.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah, I don't know. I've watched the play 15
I'm
times.
I'm not going to be sick of that.
I didn't think that it would have mattered whether he got a chip or not. He wasn't rushing wide.
By the way, no quarterbacks being brought in, huh?
Yeah, I asked him if they plan to bring in one now, and he said not right now. My thinking was if you really want to protect Brett Rypien and, you know, make sure he lands on practice spot, you bring in somebody else to get you through the rest of preseason. But they're not going to do that, so it's going to be Kevin Hogan and Brett Rypien and in L.A.
Well, we were thinking that because Hogan didn't play all that well and going into the season, he's going to be the backup. We were thinking maybe they'd bring someone in like a Brock Osweiler or someone like that to compete for backup job here for the last couple weeks of training camp.
And that's kind of what I was thinking, but there's not many on the open market right now. But
there's a guy who started in the Super Bowl.
I mean,
Colin Kaepernick?
Okay.
No?
Yeah.
Nothing?
No. You know that's not going to happen.
No, I know. I'm just being honest, I guess.
Yeah.
All right.
So we'll see.
How's Joey?
Maybe Brett Rippin's the number two.
How's Joey doing, your dog?
Joey's wonderful. He says hello.
See, dogs can say hi.
Give him our
Nikki,
warmest
regard. Nikki, D-Mac's got a cat, so he doesn't know.
No, I definitely don't know.
Yeah. Cat doesn't talk to you.
He doesn't understand.
No,
I
do not understand.
Tom knows.
How could I possibly understand dogs if I have a cat?
Get a doodle, and then you'll understand, you know?
They're brilliant.
They're the best.
Thank you, Nikki. Appreciate it.
You bet. Have a good one.
All right. Nikki Jabala of The Athletic, brought to you by Ent.com. We got match game ready to go? I love playing match game. Match game is awesome. That's next.